At 6:06, it is overcast and 72 degrees in Tulsa. We're on our way to 85 with a good chance of some rain today. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. 51 people signed up to speak pro and con on the proposed name change for Brady Street, a street named for Tulsa pioneer Tate Brady, a man with ties to the Ku Klux Klan. They were passionate speakers for the name change.
It is disturbing that we even need to vote about this. It is very disturbing. To think I haven't even mentioned his ties to the Tulsa race massacre.
And passionate speakers for those opposed.
My people were in Auschwitz. That name still remains to this day so that we don't forget or repeat history.
Thank you.
After a nearly five-hour city council meeting, nothing happened. Councilors decided to delay voting until next week because a ninth councilman who could break a tie vote was out of town. Councilman Phil Lakin was not at last night's meeting. Councilors Bynum, Henderson, Ewing, and Steele were in favor of the change. The city of Tulsa's green waste disposal system is not working as planned, and there's a call for changes, or scrapping it altogether. City councilors met with the mayor and the head of the trash board to discuss the problem. New board chair Randy Sullivan says they'll look at options.
And so what's the best way to continue the program? And I think the program will continue. We just need to look at our options. But I think the closing the plants never, the problem came with the debagger, as
right.
I understand.
A trash board meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday. The BOK Center has come under fire for requesting $450,000 for a new fire alarm system in the upcoming nearly $1 billion capital improvement package. People at a town hall meeting have been asking why the BOK Center is requesting funding at a time it's building new skyboxes. Arena manager John Bolton.
Well, the answer to that question is pretty simple in my eyes. I mean, we're looking at a project. We invest, roughly $1.2 to $1.4 million. If you look at the annual revenue that those new products bring to the building, roughly about $420,000. So over a 3 to 3.5 year period, we're basically paying back that investment.
The arena is only 5 years old, so why does it need to be replaced? Well, the BOK Center says the system installed was designed for a hospital and not adequate for a facility its size. The Whirlpool Corporation says it will add 150 jobs to its factory in Tulsa and spend $19 million to expand the facility. The Benton Harbor, Michigan-based company announced the expansion yesterday. The company says the work is part of a plan to invest $1 billion in its U.S. operations. The company already employs 850 people at its plant in North Tulsa at the Cherokee Industrial Park. Tulsa police chasing a burglary suspect find him hiding in a cavern below Interstate 44. Tulsa police officer Jill Robertson says a man disappeared into the crevice below the highway. An officer on the scene managed to squeeze through a narrow opening and discovered a cave where the homeless man had apparently been living.
You know, we had a good idea that he was probably a transient, possibly living outside, but, you know, I mean, we could have never guessed that there was going to be this cavern next to the highway that he would have been living in.
Police identify the suspect as James Michael Alexander. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms today in a high of 85. Tonight, more storms possible. 72 for an overnight low. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high of 87. Sunday, sunny and a high of 91. National Weather Service radar shows some heavy rain showers now in portions of Old Maugee County, drifting toward the northeast. Right now, it's mostly cloudy in Tulsa and 72. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.